For years, Lower Lay has been ranked among Louisville's top fine dining spots, one with high-end pricing and specialty plates. But in December, owner Anthony Dyke changed the name to Bistro Lower Lay and adjusted the menu accordingly.
The food is prepared a little bit differently, and we will not use very expensive ingredients, and that's the main thing.
The change is one Dyke had been considering for several months, but the national recession and the subsequent slide in business forced his decision to rewrite the menu and slash prices. Dyke says the overhaul has improved the situation a bit. The restaurant is offering less expensive cuts of meat, simpler recipes, and daily specials to build up a weekday customer base. For example, Wednesday is duck confit night.
Usually a duck confit on the menu might have been, in the old days, $26, $27 very easily, and now it's $19.
Menu and price changes are the first play in the book for restaurant operators in a tough economy, according to researcher Hudson Reilly with the National Restaurant Association.
Menu development, as well as menu pricing, is critical in this period where consumers' cash on hand is severely tight.
After menu changes comes facility alterations, such as additional bar or lounge space. But this is where it can get tricky for restaurateurs. Reilly says while business is getting tough at many high-end restaurants like Lower Lay, it's typically booming at more casual and less expensive eateries.
The tactics that those two operators would take to engage in this current economic environment in many cases can be dramatically opposite.
Case in point, Louisville chef and restaurateur Dean Corbett. He's the chef owner of Jack's Lounge, where you can get ultimate nachos for $7.75, Equus, where Chilean sea bass costs $19, and Corbett's, where the prime filet is $49. When the economy began its tumble last year, Corbett says all three took a hit.
We probably saw a 40% reduction immediately, just people. It's like the earth stood still there for a few weeks.
He made immediate menu changes at Equus and Corbett's, and business started trickling back in, but not enough.
I had one area of the business that was doing great. Jack's, Equus was not doing so great, and Corbett's was not doing so great.
So he decided to change the ambiance at Equus. He stripped the tablecloths and cut prices by 50%. And he's seen a 500% increase in business there in the last 2 months. At Corbett's, they've extended their lounge area and revamped their lounge menu, and they're offering price reductions on Sundays. Dean Corbett is still waiting to see if that brings in more customers. The one place he hasn't made changes?
Not Jack's. Jack's is an enigma. Jack's doesn't go down. Jack's just continues to roll. And I think part of that is the fact that in good times or bad, people enjoy a cocktail.
They also enjoy food like mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. At Uptown Cafe in the Highlands, they're a little less discreet about their menu changes, offering a daily list of specials called the Recession Relief Menu. Chef Matt Weber says they're offering plates with fewer and less expensive ingredients, but also comfort food.
People like their mother's meatloaf and mashed potatoes, right? I mean, you know, on our first one, we had some fried chicken livers with mashed potatoes and red-eyed gravy. It was a huge success. You know, it was hard to keep that in stock.
Weber says these days most people are just looking for comfort, whether that comes in the form of a drink, a cushy bar stool, or the food itself. For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Sanders.